Let us say yes to life and not death. These were the words of Pope Francis during his homily on Sunday morning for Evangelium Vitae Day. An estimated 200,000 people were in St. Peter's Square for Holy Mass and the Angelus that followed with Pope Francis to mark the Year of Faith event dedicated to the Gospel of Life. And Schneibel reports.
Dio, il vivente e misericordioso.
An estimated 200,000 people were in St. Peter's Square for Holy Mass and the Angelus that followed with Pope Francis to mark the Year of Faith event dedicated to the Gospel of Life.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, questa celebrazione ha un nome molto bello, il Vangelo della vita.
In his homily, the Pope noted how the scriptures continuously tell us how God is the living one who bestows life.
Ma spesso, lo sappiamo per esperienza, l'uomo non sceglie la vita.
However, he said that all too often people do not choose life. They do not accept the gospel of life, but let themselves be led by ideologies and ways of thinking that block life, that do not respect life, because they are dictated by selfishness, self-interest, profit, power, and pleasure, and not by love, by concern for the good of others. The Holy Father went on to say that people dream of building a new Tower of Babel, a city of man that is without God. They believe that the rejection of God, the message of Christ, the gospel of life, will somehow lead to freedom, to complete human fulfillment. As a result, the Pope continued, the living God is replaced by fleeting human idols, which offer the intoxication of a flash of freedom, but in the end bring new forms of slavery and death.
In una parola, diciamo sì a Dio che l'amore, vita e libertà e mai delude.
Concluding his homily, Pope Francis called on the faithful to say yes to the God who is love, life, and freedom, and who never disappoints.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta.
In his Angelus address following Mass, Pope Francis pointed to a perfect example of one who followed this gospel of life. He called attention to Saturday's beatification of a husband and father of seven from Capri, Italy, who was killed in a concentration camp in 1944 for witnessing to his faith. Blessed Odoardo Focherini had saved countless lives from Nazi persecution before losing his own.
I numerosi partecipanti al raduno del moto ciclistico Harley-Davidson.
The Holy Father also greeted participants in a Harley-Davidson rally, marking 110 years of the manufacture of the iconic American motorbike. Over 100,000 bikers had gathered in Rome this weekend. 1,400 of them had their bikes blessed by the Pope following the Angelus prayer.
Vi auguro buona domenica e buon pranzo. Arrivederci.
I'm Anne Schneibel.